Now it's time for the Health Matters Minute with Lakeview Health. Today we're talking about Lyme disease, and we're joined by Dr. Charles Bransford.
Well, Lyme disease is a tick-borne illness, and it's caused by a bite of a deer tick, and it's a bacteria that's transmitted from the bite into the bloodstream or the skin. And that is essentially what it is. The ticks in our area are strongly infected, about 50% of them, so that if you get a bite and it's been on for 24 hours, you have about a 5% chance of contracting Lyme disease. Well, the most important thing is that the deer tick bite is identified, and usually there will be a circular rash that goes out right from the bite. The center will be kind of dark and necrotic, and then there'll be kind of an open, clear space, and then a red inflammation that kind of spreads out. There can be lots of different variations of the rash, and I think the most important thing is if you identify a tick bite with a rash, that you should be seen by a physician. The other really important thing is that with Lyme disease, when you have the rash will go away even if you don't have treatment. So a lot of people will think, oh, I got the rash, but it went away, so it can't be Lyme disease, and then they come back at a second stage. So that is really important to know. Sometimes people will have like a flu syndrome. So you'd think, well, I got a summer flu. You get diffuse muscle aches, fever, maybe a neck ache, and that can happen without really seeing the rash. So if you have a flu syndrome and you can identify a tick bite, you got to be thinking about Lyme disease as well. A lot of arthritis symptoms, muscle aches, headache, and again, the fever. So the treatment for Lyme disease in the early stages is great. We usually use an antibiotic called doxycycline. If they're younger kids, there are different penicillins that we'll use. So early stage Lyme disease is wonderfully treated. The diagnosis is made based on the skin rash, not on blood testing. So with a blood test, it really won't become positive for about a month to 6 weeks. So it's always, I think you don't want to hold off on treatment if you're pretty sure that it's Lyme disease. On the other hand, when people come in with what might be a later stage Lyme disease, the testing is very good. So we've got good blood tests for later stage Lyme, but early on, you don't want to wait for the test to turn positive. Well, I think the most important thing is the kind of daily tick check, and especially for kids, because you want kids to be outside playing. You don't want to keep them out of nature, and your best way is really to check them over carefully at bath time in the evening. You can try to wear longer sleeve clothes. You can be aware that if you're in an area with a lot of long grasses or trees, that the risk of transmission or finding ticks is high. You can use different sprays, but boy, for me, I think it's mainly checking people over. The other thing is that if you do have a bite and you get a rash and you're in a place where you can't get to a doctor, a real good thing to do is to take a cell phone picture that you can bring in later for the doctor to look at, because the rash is the most important way to identify the Lyme disease.
If someone comes in and they have been diagnosed as having long-term Lyme disease and they've had it for months or whatever it is, what are the treatment options for someone like that?
It's very, very difficult, and I think you've got to spend a lot of time with the specialist to make a decision there. The one thing I can say is that with long-term Lyme disease, the blood testing is much better now than it used to be. So there are treatments with IV antibiotics, and then there are treatments that are more related to pain relief of symptoms, because that's the most important thing in chronic Lyme disease.
Thanks for listening to the Health Matters Minute with Lakeview Health. Learn more at lakeview.org.